It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, we're thinking back, of course, always to that big July 21st storm that resulted in so many trees being blown down at Hartley Nature Center. And man, I got a chance to hike there in November a little bit, and you can really see, once the leaves were gone, how many, many trees are down and still are down. Well, there needed to be some kind of a solution. What are we going to do with them? And Tom O'Rourke, the executive director, has kind of a bittersweet solution. Hey, Tom, good morning. Good to have you on the line with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I say bittersweet because you're telling me now there aren't going to be any s'mores.
Yeah, it's doubtful, although there's going to be about, not all at once, but over the course of several days, there's about 50 burn piles. So there's going to be plenty of s'more opportunity. So I might pass that suggestion along. We should have you as a consultant because you always come up with great ideas.
I definitely think I need to be on the payroll. And, you know, if you can match the salary that I pay you to come on the air and talk with us, I think we'll probably have a deal.
Maybe it'll just cancel each other out.
Something like that. So the idea is burn piles. Now, why did you decide to burn the wood instead of, oh, I don't know, having somebody come in and chip it up and make mulch or stack it up for firewood? Or why was the burn pile idea the idea that you landed on?
I don't know. I think they were just looking through all the logistical possibilities, and that one kind of came up as, this is a pretty simple solution. And I do have to clarify for people, because prior to the storm, over the course of this summer, there was a lot of forestry work happening. Some planted pine stands that were planted by Boy Scouts and school groups in the 1940s and 50s were selectively thinned. And then after that thinning was done, the storm hit in earnest and thinned a bunch more, as we all know. What this project is doing, by and large, is going to several select sites and taking some of the debris and slash from that logging operation, primarily from that pine stand thinning, with some storm damage wood in there and burning it up. But at the end of the day, when all this is said and done, there's still going to be a lot of storm damage downed wood in the park. We're not attempting to clear the 660 acres of Hartley of all storm-related damage and burn it.
Right.
That fire you could see from outer space, I think, if you were to do it, because there's just so much downed wood. So we can't possibly tackle all of it, but we are trying to get some of it, mostly related to that logging effort.
Right. What is the plan for the downed, for the rest of the downed wood? Is it going to be, you're going to tackle a little bit every year to try to clear it up, cut it up, get rid of it? Of course, you know, the yurt is back, and Hartley does have some wood burning opportunities right there on the property to heat the property. Or are you going to leave some of it kind of the way it is? Because, of course, you know, blowdowns happen in nature, and maybe they're good for something. Are they good for anything?
Yeah, right. I think some of it will depend on the site. I'll give you an example. Out by Ridgeview Country Club, sort of the northwest part of the park near Howard Gneisen, they saw a really extreme blowdown over there. So most of the trees are down. And in those instances where the storm damage is so severe that there's more down than up, we're talking about, no decisions have been made, but going in there and trying to salvage some of that wood, mostly related to future fire danger. So if the damage is so thick in a certain area, the plan is to hopefully go in and preemptively get some of that out of there to reduce the future fire danger. Otherwise, a lot of it will just be left as is. And I think, in large part, like you said, that it happens in nature. These blowdowns happen, and you know, there's habitat value to a lot of that down stuff. There's really no need to go in. You know, Hartley is kind of a wild place, so we're not trying to manicure it like a park, so to speak. So it'll depend on the situation. Some will be taken out, some will be left to rot, essentially.
Now, when...
And some will be hardly firewood for the yurt.
For the yurt. Well,
you know,
yeah.
Our firewood supply.
And, of course, bringing it back around to the s'mores idea that I just can't seem to let go of. One of the things that's going to be kind of cool, though, in the areas where you're going to have some of these fires, where you're cleaning up, you know, the rest of the debris from this thinning operation, is that you're going to be creating some meadows in Hartley. Now, is that kind of, I mean, it looks, it's orchestrated, it's man-made to a certain extent, but is this a kind of a natural kind of habitat that would fit into the Hartley ecosystem, or are you kind of trying to, oh, hey, let's have a meadow?
Yeah, part of it, so there's a, right behind the Nature Center building, we have what we call our wildflower garden. So there's a lot of milkweed and native wildflowers, and we're going to do something similar. The spot, the main spot that we're choosing for the meadow is this area along Old Hartley Road, which the logger used as sort of a staging area, so it's kind of been cleared out. And it's an area that, if it were left alone, would just come back with buckthorn. So in a year or two, you'd have this thick, dense stand of buckthorn again, which is what we're trying to avoid. So part of the impetus with the meadow is if you can plant something that kind of has a root system that can fight off the buckthorn, hopefully we can get this meadow established and it will keep the buckthorn from coming up in that way. So it'll be, they'll plant some trees in that area too, but the goal is really to replant actively and shade out buckthorn while providing habitat value for bees and critters and things like that.
Well, that's interesting, to plant something to combat buckthorn. So a walk in the spring through Hartley would, you know, you might not realize that a life or death struggle is taking place right there in front of you. But it
is. Yeah, we're doing battle.
Buckthorn versus everything.
Buckthorn. Right. And, you know, part of the, it is the, we don't want Hartley to become a monoculture of, you know, 600 acres of invasive buckthorn. So we're really taking active steps to try to get rid of the buckthorn and replant and shade out and outcompete, hopefully, the future buckthorn.
All right. One final question. Lots and lots of people like a bonfire. You're going to be having some bonfires. Are these the kind of bonfires that people can come and they can watch and they can enjoy? Or is this one of these, our insurance company says, no, go away, you can't come?
That's a really interesting question. Well, anytime you partner with the city, there's a layer of bureaucratic fun that you have to deal with. But there's just some simple signage out in the park at some of the trailheads that describe the work, and these piles are not so large that it's going to be this amazing fire to come and watch. But having said that, it's the park's not going to be closed, and people can go out and do their business as usual, walk their dog, go for a run, and stop by and you can say hi.
And
there'll be
the
people tending the fires, and I imagine they're going to be standing very close to the fire on a day like today.
That's what I was thinking. You go for a nice hike, you're a little bit chilled, you know, Hartley just happens to have a nice fire there that you can just kind of warm up in front of for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, and you just happen to have a bag of marshmallows and a long stick in your possession?
What are you going to do?
I know what you're getting at, Lisa. You can bring a stick and marshmallows.
And chocolate.
Yeah, stop by the Nature Center. Pick me up. I'll go out there with you. It'd be great.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us this morning. You guys, burn safely, stay nice and warm, be safe, wear appropriate clothing, blah, blah, blah. And thanks again for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you. See ya.
Tom O'Rourke is the executive director of Hartley Nature Center and our guest this morning on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.